your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Tuesday Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Woo!
Peanut! I think I'm still full from Thanksgiving, Tom.
Dang, son.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Keeping it real?
I'm keeping it full real all the time, 24/7.
Oh, me too. Took a break last week. Gave us some Thanksgiving foods, put them in our mouths.
Put
and
all
stuff.
That turkey and stuff's in our mouth. Turkey, ham, taters, ow!
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But
hey.
Just been chilling. You do anything other than, did you have any time off last week or anything?
Literally, Thanksgiving was my only time off.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, because where you work.
I dealt two jobs.
Black Friday was,
it wasn't crazy, luckily. But it was steady busy. No fights.
No cray-cray stories.
Nobody grabbed a 2x4 and started swinging it around like, this microwave is mine!
Schnick, schnick. That's Wolverine on Black Friday.
All right, bub.
Where's the appliance sale, bub?
I want to see that now. I want to see, like, Jim Lee or somebody, like, illustrate... a whole bunch of superheroes in line
trying to
for
buy
Black
stuff.
Friday trying to buy stuff.
There's a picture like Superman just like grab it and float away. Vision just walks in, grabs something, walks out.
Superman's just got his arms full. He's just
like a whole pallet.
Busts a
pallet
whole
of stuff. This fridge is mine.
Did you
Hulk
take...
did not bring voucher for pro coupons. Hulk want little stuffed pony. Hulk smash puny cashier who doesn't give him discount. Hulk wants small ponies online.
Did you take advantage of any Black Friday sales or anything like that? Or
no, I thought about. There was only one that I was really interested in. It was the PS4 Slim, and with like three games for $250. But I decided to save.
It's not a bad deal.
No, it wasn't at all. It just came out, and it's a $300 console by itself.
I had to work that morning as well. At night, though,
work.
My wife and I went to Target, and I took advantage of
movies.
DVD sales they had.
Maddie had to work.
Then
Tommy went to work.
And then the next day, my wife took advantage of some online Target sales.
Ooh.
It was buy $50 of the holiday decorations, get $50 free.
That's not bad. That's a
good
deal.
So her and Larry bought me an inflatable Yoda for the front yard. So once I get that up, I'll put some pictures on the good old...
Don't worry, everybody on the interwebs. Where would you possibly put that, Matt?
In my front yard.
I meant like when you post pictures.
Oh. I will put it on our Instagram page.
Uh-huh.
You can find it at Deep Fried Geeks.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Where else could I put it, maybe?
Possibly write y'all on our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks.
Yes, I could put it there, too. We have a bunch of followers on there. We're almost up to 500. We're getting
Ooh,
there.
Snap, kids.
I think we're at like 490 right now.
Tell your friends.
Have them like the page.
You tell two friends, and then they tell two friends, and those friends tell two friends.
Yes.
And
then we have
we'll take over the world.
Hashtag Deep Fried Geeks Less Matters. Hashtag Matt Man's not my president.
Yet.
And then Twitter also.
On the tweets. At
Deep
Fried Geeks.
On the tweets, you can find us there too.
The Tweeterbergs.
So I will be. I'll put that picture up. Hopefully, I'm going to get the Yoda up Saturday. I'm sure it'll give me some issues and problems.
Hashtag Yoda selfie. Look good.
So, the last podcast we had, Tom, it was kind of Harry Potter themed.
Dobby is kind of the main centric character. Dobby wants to make the Deep Fried Geeks more chicken and dumplings.
Dobby wants to feed you so that you give him a sock.
Please
give him
to
sleep.
Please don't put the sock on my penis, though.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Dobby needs to be alone. With Dobby's tube sock.
Dobby has a long time with sock, Master Harry.
Dobby needs a new sock.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
All the stuff we talked about that makes me want to throw up. Oh, man.
So, but we were talking, we got on Harry Potter because we were talking about Fantastic Beasts and where to find
them. Where do you find them?
So, hey, guess where that brings us to?
Movie pick of the week!
So every week we go through and we geek out about a couple different things. The first one is movies, Tom.
Movies.
Gonna geek out on some movies.
Movies.
Last week was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them came out.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I didn't get to see it.
You did not. We were supposed to go together. And then I was a big jerk.
No, just life happened.
Yep. It's hard to get together when you're busy, busy bumblebees.
It was a busy, busy week that week.
So I went and saw it with Larry.
Buzz, buzz.
Our friend of the bigger nature, he went with us also.
Massive Michael.
Yes, Big Master Michael.
Mixed Master Mike.
he went with us too, and Master Michael is a pretty big
Harry Potter fan. He's not like, okay, yeah. Sorry, I thought you were going to make fun of his size. I was like, come on now.
No, he's tall.
He's a very tall man.
Yes. And
his hugs are great.
He does have good hugs. He is a Harry Potter geek.
He loves the pot, man.
He loves the books and the movies. He loves the pot, man. And so he went with us, and it was a good movie, Tom. I think you definitely need to see it. I think for Potterheads, it's definitely worth checking out.
There's got to be a better name for that than Potterheads. I see what they're trying to do, but...
If I had to give it a rating, I'd probably give it about an 8.
8 out of 10?
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. It could be up there as my favorite Potter movie, maybe. Maybe my second favorite. I think my first favorite is Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
And I think it could be my second favorite. Okay. David Yates definitely did a good job of I think he did the Potter movies the best.
Okay.
I think he did Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire... And I think he might have done Order of the Phoenix.
Well, in my opinion, those three were one of my favorite ones anyway. So.
Visually.
Yeah.
They were great. Yeah. Storylines, they really differed from the books. But visually, they were really good. And that's what they grabbed well on this. Is visually, the monsters were great. Or the beasts, we should call them. The beasts were pretty amazing.
The Fantastic Beasts. And Where to Find Them.
Yes. Newt Scamander, who is played by...
Don't make me try to.
Why can't I think of his name right now?
Yeah,
that guy. He did a pretty amazing job. I'm just having Ezra Miller was no, he's not Newt Scamander. Yeah, no. He's another character. He did a great job. And there's a lot of twists. You don't get a whole lot of unpredictable twists anymore nowadays in movies. And there was a couple in this that definitely were pretty dang good. So if you haven't seen Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, check it out. I'm not going to do too many spoilers on it, but there definitely is a lot of book canon, Tom.
More book
canon than movie canon.
Okay.
But it was good.
Interesting.
Another great movie that came out last week was Moana. And Moana's crushing it as well.
Moana?
Is pronounced, okay. Yeah. And that is the Polynesian princess movie. From Disney with The Rock.
Pixar.
The dog is going to town over there.
She's going to destroy that thing. Choke on that bomb.
From Pixar. And so that's gotten pretty good reviews as well. I've heard it's a classic Pixar type movie, but with the same kind of formula as they all have. But I think you should go check that out too.
Definitely.
So, I mean, the geeks are pretty much taking over the movies right now.
Over to
the
internet.
Because you got Doctor Strange there still, Moana, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Arrival, which is a sci-fi movie that's out, is on there too. So there's a lot of geeky tech movies out. So go to the movies. And then, Tom, what do we have coming up in 16 days, my friend?
Star Wars.
I was waiting for you to go through the whole thing. That was nice.
That's tempting.
Rogue One comes
Rogue
out.
Rogue One,
days,
a Star Wars story, man,
which is pretty exciting as well.
Pumped.
Yes.
Want to see some super blaster action?
Tickets.
Epic droid action.
Tickets for that came went on sale on Monday, Tommy.
It blew up Fandango.
It did, Tommy Two Stars. It blew up the Fandango. I have not bought our tickets yet.
We're not going to see it until January.
We will see it, I promise. So go check out those two movies in the theater. Look forward to Rogue One coming out. We will probably have some Rogue One Rogue One-centric podcasts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Coming up soon, too. That brings us to our second section, Tom. TV Geek of the Week.
TV. This just did. TVs.
TV.
TV.
Still geeking out for me, Netflix, watching The Crown. I finally finished it, Tom.
Yeah?
I don't know if I went into too much detail the last time we talked about it. Basically, it is a movie based... It's a show.
Uh-huh.
Based on the rise of Queen Elizabeth II. So it features the death of her father, King George, and then her coming and taking the crown. So it has Winston Churchill in it,
mm-hmm.
and Prince Philip and everything else. John Lithgow, Tom,
yep.
plays Winston Churchill. Yep. And he was pretty... He probably might have been the best acting that I have ever seen.
Oh, really?
It was pretty ridiculous. So, and then Matt Smith was also in it.
Yeah.
He plays Prince Philip. So, if you enjoy British history or the monarchy or anything like that, I definitely recommend that you check it out because it's definitely worth the watch. I guess there is a season two in the works, too, which is pretty great. Are you into British history at all, Tom? Or?
A little. I'm more of an American history type person, but yeah.
I know you like your American history. You're kind of a buff on that.
Especially World War II. I think it's neat.
Yes. Well, you can't be, you know, and if you're into World War II, then you're kind of, you know, Winston Churchill played a huge part.
You're right. That's true.
For sure. You do a pretty good Winston Churchill impression, though, too, don't you?
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall defend their isle for whatever the cost may be.
That's pretty good. Good job.
Woo!
What are you watching right now on Netflix, Tom?
I'm still going through That 70s Show. It's 8 seasons. I'm on season 5.
Holy cow, that's a lot of TV. How many episodes are in each season?
It's probably about 25, 26 episodes. They're pretty full season.
So you're just pretty much getting home from work, your jobs, and just plopping down?
Plop, eat a little bit, do a little bit of surfing on the webs. And that's just kind of playing in the background while I do my thing.
Watching some Eric Foreman.
Eric Foreman and Hyde and Kelso and Fifth.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, you know, it's funny. As I was a kid and I watched that show, I kind of liked the teens a little bit more. But now that I'm an adult, I'm starting to dig Kitty and Red.
I love Red.
They're cracking me up all the time.
You're starting to relate with Red.
I relate with him a lot. As an adult, I want to put my foot up so many people's ass.
You're like, Foreman, you're a dick.
Foreman, he didn't say that. Foreman, you're a dumbass.
Dumbass, eh?
You can't say dick on TV.
You're a dumbass, Eric. It was a great show. Really, it was a good show. Is there anything you got on my list that you're waiting to watch right now?
Well, I'm kind of getting behind on The Walking Dead, and I need to get caught up on that. And the same thing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. I have still not watched any Walking Dead since the season premiere.
Yeah?
Yes. We'll talk more about The Walking Dead a little bit later. All right, Tom. We're into that part of the show where you're going to rock it. It's Tommy's own little part. Tommy's comic pick of the week.
Comics coming at you hot off the press.
In your face.
Keep in your face.
What have you read lately, my friend?
So, last time we got together, we talked about a new comic, but in the Marvel Now series called Thanos.
Nice, we did talk about that. There's Thanos number one next.
Thanos number
one.
So, the premise of this comic was that Thanos was off, you know, meddling like Thanos does, and all, you know, during the Civil War and Secret Wars, doing his thing. Well, during that time, his, like, second-in-command, I think his name's Corvus Glaive, I forget his name, kind of took over his empire in the Dark Quadrant.
Okay.
So he's running around, conquering stuff, and then Thanos comes back.
Uh-oh.
And he ain't happy.
He tears some shit up.
He tears him up.
Does he rip his gullet out?
No, what he does, apparently, like, the Corvus...
Does he bite his throat?
No, he doesn't bite his throat. Does he,
look... he rip his boobs off?
He's not a woman.
Does he grab him by the balls and rip them off?
You gonna let me talk?
Does he bite him?
Keep going.
Does he give him a backbreaker or a suplex?
He's not a wrestler.
Does he powerbomb him through
the
planet?
He does not.
Okay, all right. Does he punch him in the face and break his
nose? Well, he beats him up a lot.
Okay, sorry.
He dies, though.
Oh, he killed him?
Apparently, the way Corvus is, like, his life force is attached to his sword, so Thanos, like, shattered it in his hand, and he's like, you have a choice. Either you die here painfully, or you let me finish you off now. But I will warn you, it will not be quick. So he's like, do it, and he just breaks the sword and punches him and kills him.
Wow.
So as the comic goes on, there's more to it. So while this, there's two stories going on at the same time. This, I forget this guy's name, but it's like this.
Spoilers.
Oh, lots of spoilers. Thanos kills him. That's not the interesting part. So while that's going on, there's this like champion that no one's ever heard of. He's trying to find Eros. Now, Eros in the Marvel Universe, also known as Star Fox, he's an immortal, very weird dude.
Not the Star Fox we know.
Not that. Do a barrel roll. Fuck. So, he's just this weird immortal, does whatever he wants, just like Thanos is. He kind of just does his own thing. So, he's actually the uncle of Thanos. So, this champ is trying to find him, because through him, he's been hired by Thanos' son, Thane.
This is complicated.
It's very
like
complicated.
Soap opera.
It's pretty interesting. So, this guy was hired by Thane, and he needs Star Fox's help to kill Thanos.
Okay.
So, because Thane is tired of Thanos just...
I'm assuming this is
up the
after Infinity War, right?
Yeah, it is. So, now Thane is sitting on this planet waiting for the rendezvous, and this lady, I don't know who she is, kind of comes up and talks to him about certain things, and she goes like this, well, there's something that's different now than ever before. You ready for this? Ready for this spoiler? Yeah. Super spoilers, folks.
Super duper!
So she goes, there's something that's different than before. He's like, what? What's that? Thanos is dying. And it cuts to the last panel, and he's like coughing in his hands. He's got blood all in his hands.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy! They didn't say what he's dying from, though.
No, that's it. That's how it ends.
Oh man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was it a good book?
It was pretty good.
Seemed a little complicated.
A lot of it going on, but as you get into it, it makes more sense when you're.
How
is
the art?
Art's pretty good. It's very dark, and it's kind of intriguing.
Did they have a lot of splash pages or?
There's a few, but not too many.
Not too many. Yeah, it seemed like there's a lot of info to put in and not to have a lot of splash pages. Unlike, like, the death of Superman where that whole book is, like, splash pages.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
There was one, like, two-page one where it's, like, Thanos Returns or something.
That's cool.
Revenge of Thanos, something like that.
Very nice. Do you know who the author and illustrator of the book is at all?
I can look it up while we're chit-chatting.
I've always liked Thanos. He's always kind of been a BA kind of...
He's just unstoppable.
He is pretty unstoppable.
The Mad Titan.
You know he killed his own mother?
He did. That mother. He crazy.
Did. Yes. And he is in love with death.
That makes sense. Not Deadpool is. Everybody is.
Oh, you got it on your phone?
I do.
That's
well,
how you bought it?
A lot of the comic books now, you buy the paperback version. It comes with a free digital download.
Okay.
So.
Very nice. Let's see. Lemire, Dodato, and Martin. I don't know any of those names.
Yeah, neither did I.
The art looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so you would recommend people reading this book?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool, and I'm quite curious where it's going to go. Because I'm betting this type of scenario is going to affect the whole Marvel Universe, because Thanos isn't the type of person to go down easy.
Yeah, so is this going right? Is this going right along with Civil War 2?
It just it picks up right after that. Because Civil War 2... I think it was a 7 or 8 part series. They just released 7.
Jeff Lemire is the writer, and Mike Dordato is the artist, and Frank Martin is the colorist. I don't recognize any of those names. The art's really cool. It's very dark and colorful at the same time. It reminds me a lot of Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Just the darkness of it. Very nice. Cool. I'll have to check that out for sure. What else you got on your list? What else you plan on reading soon?
So what I'm looking forward to is the next one I'm reading is they just came out with the Death of X comics. It was a 4-part series, so that just finished up. So now they just started Inhumans versus X-Men.
Mm.
So I'm curious what that's all about.
Number 1 just came out?
Number 0 just came out, so a little prelude one.
Very nice.
So I'm going to read that. I'm assuming that kind of jumps in at the end of Death of X.
I don't
know. Or it's its own unique thing.
I don't know
I'm not
a whole lot about Inhumans. I know Black Bolt, obviously.
You don't like how they're made, at least?
No, I just never really read a whole lot of them.
I didn't either until recently. So basically, Inhumans, they're normal humans. So thousands and thousands of years ago, the Kree went to Earth and realized that there's a genetic potential in humans. Like, in space humans.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to say that a lot, so I just need to differentiate. So, they started genetic engineering these people to make them superb, and that's where the Inhumans came from. So, they would take these crystals, called Terrigen crystals, mm-hmm. and they would shatter them, and they would breathe in the Terrigen mist, and they would release, and it would, like, activate some sort of power within them.
Okay.
Well, the Kree realized, well, this isn't good, because they're starting to become really powerful, and there's a lot of them. So they kind of canceled that project and left Earth, and then thousands and thousands of years later...
They're coming back.
They're coming back. So their descendants are still in there. They still have that gene inside of them. They just need the Terrigen Mist to bring it out. Well, apparently, the Terrigen Mist is also poisonous to mutants. So it started making this whole conflict. The more Inhumans started coming up, you know, like with Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, the less and less X-Men there were. Slowly killing them off.
Very nice. I would like to read that. So if you get that on digital, I will definitely check that out.
Have it in the car.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. So you'll tell us about that next week?
Yep.
Awesome. That was good, Tom. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, you win.
Since our local comic book shop is no longer in existence,
yeah.
I haven't really been buying any books because our nearest one is like 20 miles away.
Yeah, I have to go to Books and Mills.
Books and Mills. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food.
I like a turkey and stuffing.
Oh, turkey and stuffing. Thanksgiving was last week. I probably ate Thanksgiving food Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, man.
From leftovers.
Oh, man.
I think that's pretty much all I've been eating
all past week. The food powerhouse over here.
We went to my aunt's house and chowed down, drank a lot of alcohol.
Blame it on the
ate a lot of food. Didn't really have too many appetizers or anything, but we had turkey and ham. And then I made sweet potato casserole, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But it was bourbon and bacon sweet potato casserole. Ooh. I took a picture, put it on the Facebooks.
Check it out, folks.
It's pretty sweet. The bacon on top was crispy and amazing. And I might have put like 4 shots of bourbon in the sweet potato casserole.
Nice.
So it definitely was very bourbon-y. It was pretty amazing. So everything other... And then my wife made a more traditional sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top. So it was pretty darn good. I enjoyed it very much. Maybe it's on just the Instagram page.
I think it's on the Instagram.
It is on Instagram.
I'm on our page. And
yeah, it's on the Instagram page.
I wanted to see it.
Instagram or Twitter, I think. I think it's
Twittergrams.
Instagram. And then we made a peanut butter cream pie for dessert, and my mom made a pumpkin pie. So I ate an awful lot and drank an awful lot. I also made a signature.
I think that's just what you do.
Yeah, I also made a signature drink.
I got that one today, too.
Nice. It was a cranberry Moscow Mule.
Ooh,
so it was ginger beer, vodka, cranberry juice, and cranberries. And that was pretty good as well. Do you have any good Thanksgiving stories, Tom?
Well, no. I ate a lot, and then I usually take a nap.
What'd you guys eat?
So this year, let's see, we had turkey, light, dark. We started off with some cut sliced peppers, different colored peppers. And, you know, we have spinach dip. I like to dip it around. Cheese platters.
Nice. We didn't have any apps.
No apps, so I had a lot of apps. It was good. So we had ham, of course. Nice ham. I think I mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. My brother-in-law's family, they like to do oyster stuffing. Now, if it was a while...
I think you might have mentioned that last year at our Thanksgiving special.
So, it was an acquired taste at first, but now I really like it. So.
Do they use canned oysters?
I don't know. I have been meaning to ask them, but usually they're the type of family that goes and buys the, like, actual, like, legitimate stuff and then cooks it. Like, they'll buy, like, you know, shrimp from sea, like, because we have a lot of random seafood, like, place distribution places here that you can get it from. So I think that's what they do. So I think they probably do that and shuck the little bastards, and then they cook it.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It was pretty amazing. And then they had these little sweet potato things that they baked in the skin of it. That was pretty good, too.
Do they put the oyster stuffing in the turkey?
I don't think so, but it was still good. They might.
So what is it, just oysters and regular stuffing? So just stuffing with oysters?
Pretty much. Not the bread, normal traditional bread stuffing, but it's oyster instead.
What kind of desserts did you guys have?
We had pecan pie.
Oh, I like
pumpkin pie. And then like random cookies.
Nice. That sounds like a pretty good Thanksgiving.
It was good. I had two entrees and two sets of pies.
I had three plates and I had one set of pie, so we kind of evened
it took
out
me like an hour to eat that second plate of pie, though. I had to like keep bringing it around the house with me. I was like, oh, I'll take a bite. Oh, okay, another bite. Oh.
So after Thanksgiving was over, Larry kind of forced us all to do a mannequin challenge also.
Okay.
So you could check that out on Deep Fried Geek's Facebook page as well if you haven't
seen that
yet.
I thought it was pretty funny, y'all.
It was good. She had fun with it. She directed us all and told us all what to do. And then you got the wives and the moms trying to be like, you shouldn't be chugging a bottle of vodka on Facebook. People are going to judge you and think you're an alcoholic. Do you really think that's good for the kids, your fans, to see you chugging vodka? Nobody will be surprised. They're used to watching me shove stuff down my throat.
Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth! Put the vodka in my mouth!
Drown in his own vodka.
So it was an overall pretty good holiday for us. You too, Tom?
Oh, yes.
Christmas is also coming up next.
It's so close. Can't wait to eat Christmas food.
Me too. I've been trying to think of some ideas for a Christmas special. I want to maybe start doing an annual Christmas special every year. So, if anybody can think of any ideas or anything you want us to talk about for Christmas time.
Christmas movies, Christmas food, favorite Christmas presents.
Yes, holler at us.
Holler.
Let us know what you would like us to talk about.
Holla, 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 holla.
Play any games. We'll try to get Leviticus here for the Christmas special
also.
Yeah,
that'd be the best.
So he can talk about Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, whatever
that
is.
Mexican celebration Christmas.
What do they eat for Christmas? Tacos with like green and red peppers? Like
chalupas, maybe.
Chalupa, Christmas
nachos.
Christmas nachos
taco
with like red
salads.
And green chips.
We'll have to ask Leviticus and he'll let us know.
Please. We are lost without you.
Hey, Tom, guess what, buddy?
What?
Geek news!
There's so much happening on the internet. Let's get some of the geek news right now.
Super duper duper geek news.
So much going down, son.
Kevin Smith! It's been in the works for a little while. He's in love with an 80s movie called Buckaroo Banzai. And so he's been talking about wanting to redo that movie.
Okay.
And he was in the process of writing a script for it. And Amazon was going to help him do it. And Universal was going to help them produce it and stuff. So what happened was, one of the gossip columns, like last week, a couple days ago, released that Universal was going to be suing the creators of Buckaroo Banzai.
What?
Kevin had no clue, lost his mind, and put a Facebook video out of him rambling for 18 minutes about how he didn't think it was a good idea for them to sue them. He wasn't choosing a side, but since the lawsuit was going on, he's dropping out.
Yeah.
So Kevin, he is no longer
Kevin's
involved.
Kind of rash. It was like, he'll jump to conclusions real quick. We all love Kevin.
Yes.
Don't get us wrong, but take a breath.
He does. And it was a gossip column, too. Right. So I think he might have overreacted a little bit. Hopefully, for everybody's sake, it still will happen and Kevin will still be involved. And hopefully it was just a misunderstanding. But, but who knows? So that kind of happened this past week. So if you follow Kevin's page, check that video out, because it is kind of an intriguing video to watch him rant for 18 minutes about the lawsuit and the movie and all that kind of stuff. So Buckaroo Banzai is definitely on hold. And it is no longer involving Kevin Smith, unfortunately, Tommy Two Stars.
Poopy doop.
Along with Kevin Smith news, Yoga Hosers
came
out on DVD and digital and iTunes last week. Have you watched it yet?
No. Okay. I still haven't seen Tusk yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, you need to see Tusk, too.
I think it's on Amazon Prime Instant View, and I have Amazon Prime, so I'll watch it.
Tusk is good. Tom, you were talking about getting out of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Now you haven't watched. How many episodes have you not watched?
I've missed two. So I'm probably. Okay. But the sad thing is I'm probably going to miss this weekend's also. Yeah. But if I don't, I'm going to get caught up.
And we talked that I haven't watched any episodes.
And a wee bot.
Apparently all of America has stopped watching Walking Dead, Tom.
So the ratings are dropping pretty
hardcore. Huge rating drop. The first episode was 17.3 million, 0.03 million.
Mm-hmm.
The second episode dropped to 12.46 million. The third dropped to 11.72 million. The fourth went to 11.4 million. The fifth went to 11 million. And then it dropped even more to 10.4 million last episode.
I mean, it's...
That's still a lot of
people watching, but they're making it way sound worse than that. Like,
they are, yeah.
They've lost half, the casual watchers.
Why is the magic gone? And da-da-da-da-da. And I think a lot of people are like, I'll just get caught up later.
Yeah, because... Stuff like the way Walking Dead and Netflix works, they usually always put it out right before the next season starts. Yep. That's how I do it, sadly. But
yep.
I'm going to try and keep up this year.
Why do you think the ratings have dropped off?
I think in this busy day and age of binge watching, it's not coming out fast enough for people.
And they kind of lose interest a little bit.
Interest that they have to wait for it.
I think that's a pretty good idea. I think that, too. And I think some people... might have been put off by that first episode.
It was pretty intense.
It was very intense. And I think it might have been almost too intense for a getaway type show. I think that's even intense for like an R-rated movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It was good, but it definitely was intense. So, do you think they're going to cancel Walking Dead anytime soon?
I don't think so.
They did confirm season 8, Tom.
Yeah, good. Awesome.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan came out and said that he did sign on.
Oh, he signed on? So get ready for more Negan, bro.
More Negan.
He ain't going to be disappearing Negan like the governor. Negan should be around for
years and years and years, really, unless they try to go a different route than the comics. Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of Tom when I say Colt 45?
Well, a gun.
Okay. It's also a beer. Did you know that?
Yes, it is.
You know who the spokesperson of Colt 45 is, Tom?
Oh, we talked about this. I forgot.
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
Do you know who Billy D. Williams is?
It's Lando Calrissian.
Lando Calrissian from Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Madman, you're trying to question my geek car.
That's pretty good. You just gave me a little bit of a...
A man-chub?
Man-chub? I was going to say boner, but man-chub sounds better.
It's a mini-chub.
You gave me some goosebumps.
It's Billy D.
I got all rammed up. Come here, Billy D.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the cool side of the pillow.
One of the two black men in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Him and Finn.
Mace Windu's dead or possibly not dead.
One of three, Mace Windu, Finn, and Lando Calrissian.
That's pretty much it.
They're all related.
Come on. Do you know
the Windu line?
The family of Windus.
Lando is Mace's son, and Finn is Lando's son.
So he became a Jedi, Mace Windu, got thrown out the window, survived. Didn't want to be a Jedi no more. Had a family on Coruscant, the lower levels. That's how Lando That's became happened. A smuggler. Grew up in the undercity of the underbelly of Coruscant. Became a smuggler just like Han. That's how he met Han.
You're building a whole backstory for him.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
And then on his many travels, sexy Billy D implanted his seed from planet to planet. Boom, there's Finn.
Going all around, impregnating the ladies. Oh, hello, princess.
But Lando! sorry. Lando has to go.
I'm a rambling man. I get around. other than Star Wars, Lando hasn't been in a whole lot of things. Or Billy Dee Williams hasn't been in a whole lot of things.
I honestly can't tell you anything else.
One other thing he was in, Tom, was Batman.
Batman. Oh, that's right. He played Harvey Dent.
He played Harvey Dent in Batman.
The very first one.
Tom, guess what if I told you he was reprising his role as Harvey Dent?
Really?
Would that make you excited?
That would make me a little excited.
Then what if I told you he was reprising his role in the Lego Batman movie?
Now that's even funny. That's
even
awesome.
Cooler, right? He got cast as Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie.
That's awesome.
Which is very, very cool and exciting. I think that was a really cool take. The Lego Batman movie, I don't know if you saw the newest trailer they have out, but it looks pretty amazing and pretty hilarious. It kind of is following around the story of Robin and Batman and Batman getting Robin as a sidekick.
I can't do too much. I gotta take my pants off. That's better.
Zach Galifianakis does the Joker's voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rosario Dawson is Batgirl. So there's definitely, or Barbara Gordon. So there's definitely a lot of famous voice actors. So adding Billy Dee Williams gives them even more cred.
Mark Hamill not gonna be in it? That'd be a little sad, but still. Still, you know, I'll live.
Did we ever talk about the Batman the Caped Crusader DVD they came out with?
I don't think so.
Which is Batman 66 cartoon.
I looked into it, but we didn't talk about it.
I bought that a couple weeks ago. And they're coming. It's very good. They're coming out with a sequel, and
I didn't realize Ralph Fiennes is Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, really? That's awesome. And they also are putting Two-Face in the sequel for that. The thing
Mariah
is...
Mariah Carey?
Wow. Whose voice is she in the Lego Batman?
Mayor McCaskill.
Okay. Two-Face was never in Batman 1966.
No, he wasn't. No. You're right.
Who do you think is doing his voice?
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure Adam West and Burt Ward did the voice of...
Yeah.
Robin? Okay.
None other than Captain Kirk himself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
That's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm come to stop you, Batman. But my split personality won't let me do it.
So the Lego Batman movie is shaping up to be pretty, pretty awesome, I think.
I think you are correct.
So I think having Billy Dee Williams' voice is a pretty sweet gig for them to do.
This must
have
just been announced because it's not even on IMDb yet.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I read it off comicbook.com today. A couple episodes ago, we talked about Nintendo and Universal Studios.
We did.
This might not have been a couple. This might have been like deep cuts like last year.
Yeah, probably like rumors and stuff.
Universal and Nintendo partnered together, and they're going to be building Nintendo rides and things and areas.
And
there are
three parks in Orlando, California, and somewhere else.
Hong Kong. So we didn't know any of this info until recently.
Nope.
Nintendo and Universal just dropped the video about 2 days ago.
Yep.
Announcing that there are going to be land in Universal Hollywood, Universal Orlando, and in China, all three of the parks. And that they're going to be immersive, and that you're going to feel like you're in a video game.
Yep.
And it sounded like very Mario-centric.
Yeah. I mean, he's their staple.
Yes.
Like, if you go Sega, Sonic, Mario is Nintendo's.
I think you'll see a lot of Mario. I think we're going to see a lot of Donkey Kong.
A lot of Donkey Kong. Probably some Link.
Some Link. Zelda action in there, probably. And I think those would be the main.
I mean, what if
ideas.
Zelda was a girl, everybody?
I could see some... I could see some Tetris stuff.
Maybe. It's pretty started on NES, the old Russian block stacking game.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's pretty cool. I would love to hop on a Yoshi. I think that would be a pretty badass ride. Single rider type thing, or two-person rider.
That would be pretty cool.
Where you hop on a Yoshi
and
you
go
through
like
the
a 3D ride. I think that'd be cool. You put glasses on and stuff.
And you're on Yoshi.
Like the Spider-Man ride.
How cool would that be,
Tom? That would be so awesome.
That would be so awesome. So,
if you've been to, you know, like the Buzz Lightyear ride, or not the Buzz Lightyear, but the Toy Story Mania, Midway Mania, like that, where you're like playing interactive games.
That would be
in the Mario, cool. In like the Mushroom Kingdom and Mario and stuff.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be ballin', brah. I'd be all over that.
A kids area would be cool, too.
I'd have a Billy Dee Williams chub the whole time.
Hello, Tom. We're walking through Universal together.
Hello. Welcome to the Nintendo Land.
Hello, princess. He kisses your hand. Hello, Princess Tom. Oh, who is this?
Who is this?
Oh, Billy Dee.
Oh, Billy Dee. Touch me, Billy Dee.
Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee.
I'm going to lose in a game of strip poker to you, Billy Dee.
Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee.
I'll let you win my Millennium Falcon.
You know, the Millennium Falcon's not the only one can do the Kessel Run in under
6 5 6. I'm not saying that I finish early or anything. I'm saying that I can get your pants off that fast.
Quick. To light speed.
Alpha 5, Tom. Who do you think of when I say Alpha 5?
I think of the Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers, right?
Ay, 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 ay.
Alpha 5. That was good. Alpha 5 is the robot in Power Rangers.
He's like Zordon's number 2. Takes care of the base.
Right.
I'm assuming he does all the laundry of the power suits. Feeds him in his little like cryo tube thingy.
Very classic, kind of simple look. If you don't remember what Alpha 5 looks up, go
very
ahead and look
boxy
at a picture.
Robot man in a robot suit.
Very boxy, very
cliche
simple.
Cliche 90s robot.
Yeah.
Or 80s, I guess, robot.
Very classic kind of look, though. And we all know that the Power Rangers movie, Tom, is coming out pretty soon.
Pretty soon. March,
and,
right?
Yeah. And Saban just went, fuck everything you knew about Power Rangers. And they're just doing their whole new thing and switching everything up. New costumes. Rita looks different. Zordon looks different. The Zords look different. Which is okay.
Yeah.
So they released some concept art today of Alpha 5. And it's pretty out there and trippy looking.
Yeah, it's very, like, roundish, alien-looking robot with elongated limbs.
Like tentacles and stuff.
It's interesting.
Very, very strange. So check out that picture. I don't know if we talked about this. Bill Hader. Will be doing the voice of Alpha 5. Bill Hader is known best probably for being on SNL.
Yeah.
So many
impressions.
Lots of different impressions. He does that club guy. That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
It's like that thing where the Power Rangers come and you all get tipsy and you fight each other in a giant robot.
Yeah, seems like a raving like transgender guy or something. It's very weird.
Stefan,
that's his name. Thank you.
What?
Who would? Do you think that's a pretty good voice?
I think Bill Hader can do a lot of good voices.
Do you think that's a good choice though?
I think Bill Hader can do it. So he can do comically as well as serious.
Okay.
So he can make kind of, you know, as a little comic relief character.
If you had a
I'm hoping they throw at least one ay-ay-ay-ay-ay in
they've
there.
Got to. I want like 7 ay-ay-ay-ay.
A 7?
Yes.
That might be too much.
If you had to choose somebody to do a voice other than Bill Hader, who do you think it would be? Who would you want?
Let's get Gilbert Godfrey in there. Why not? Let's do it.
What would that sound like?
That would sound...
These Power Rangers are...
I don't know. I can't really do
that. It's getting out of hand, Zordon!
Who else would you like to hear as Alpha 5, you think?
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
You think he'd do it? Do the I-I-I as Samuel Jackson. Can you do that?
I-I-F-N-I!
I motherfucking.
We're gonna drop an R rating on this one. You always gotta take it over the edge.
Everybody just knows.
Yep.
That's the best kind of edge, Tom, is over the edge.
Is it?
Yes. Anybody else?
Let's see who else.
Who were we talking about earlier? I forget now.
Billy Dee.
No, doing the voice of Alpha 5 before we're recording. We talked about somebody doing the voice of Alpha 5, and you're going to tell me who it sound, was going to sound, who how it would sound.
Oh, Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari. That would be a good voice, right?
Yeah, so if I were to guess, it probably sounds something like this. Hey, Power Rangers, I know it's going to be crazy, but I invited Rita here. It's going to be okay. You don't need to calm down. Don't calm down. It's going to be fine. Oh, my gosh, she's here. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. What is happening?
Keep calm and geek on.
It's still going.